KX93.5 is really happy to welcome now on the phone Lizzie Velasquez. She's the star of a documentary showing tonight for Newport Beach Film Festival called The Braveheart at Regency South Coast Village. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you. We're going to talk so much about you in the next 10 minutes or so, but I'll start by saying, you know, you're 26 years old. You're just under 60 pounds because you've suffered from this undiagnosed disease your whole life that has basically been a catalyst for you to spread positivity and love and this anti-bullying message. Do you want to first maybe tell us about your syndrome and kind of what you deal with?
Yeah, one of the biggest things with my syndrome is that it causes me to look different, which is something that led to a lot of the bullying I had to go through. But something that's really exciting and special is that we have a big reveal in the movie that I don't want to give away yet. But we did get my diagnosis during the process of filming. So it's something that we're really looking forward to sharing more about.
Wow, because up until this point, you haven't really known at all what it is, right?
Right, yeah, it's been one really big mystery.
Wow, so what are some of the kinds of things you have to deal with as far as doctors and hospitals go with a lifetime of an undiagnosed disease?
It was a lot of doctor's appointments, just going to see what could this be, a lot of tests. I went through every test in the book, but getting sick and having a weak immune system is something that I think a lot of people have had to experience, whether they have a syndrome or not. So I think on some level, a lot of people are able to relate in that way. But yeah, it was just a lot of different doctor's appointments, doing different tests and trying to find answers.
What's amazing to me is that maybe you would go to a doctor's appointment in the morning and in the afternoon you would speak inspiringly for 10,000 people. And you had to be able to do both of those things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's always been something where I would tell myself, I'm going to get through this. It's not so fun, but I have something to look forward to after this. And it always kept me really upbeat and really positive because I would do something that kind of sucked, to be honest.
Yeah.
But after that, I was able to go speak to people and be positive and share a message of hope.
Well, let's talk about kind of the catalyst that started all of this for you. When you were 17 years old, you found a YouTube video online that said the world's ugliest woman, and it was a picture of you for 8 seconds long, and there were all these negative comments and horrific things and 4 million views. And what changed in you after that led to the person you are now?
It definitely wasn't an overnight thing. It wasn't something where I woke up the next morning and thought, I'm going to forgive everyone, and they didn't really mean this to hurt me. It was a long process, and it took a lot of work, and my support system was really a huge key part in me overcoming the video and then turning it into something positive for other people. My dad was especially instrumental because when I found it, it was, as you can imagine, very angry and very hurt. And he quickly explained to me that we need to forgive the person that posted the video and forgive all the people who said something negative because we don't know what's going on in their life. And oftentimes people bully other people because they're going through something negative in their own lives and we don't know what that could be for them. So we can't blame them. Unfortunately, I was on the other end of them hurting other people, but I have the opportunity to show people that if you're being bullied, you don't have to hurt someone back to make yourself feel better. So over time, it just shaped the person I am today.
What's your advice then to a kid or anyone who's being bullied and wants to lash out? What would you suggest they do instead?
As cliche as it sounds, my biggest advice is, first of all, it gets better. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel or at the end of being bullied. And something that we have started throughout the process of filming is a campaign called The High Road. One thing that we noticed is when other people were being bullied, especially online, there could be a whole bunch of really positive and supportive comments. And if one person said something mean, all of a sudden, all of those hateful comments started turning around and attacking that one person, which of course defeats the whole purpose of not hurting other people. And what we want to do with The High Road is if you see something bad or negative, which unfortunately is inevitable, to just say, I'm taking the high road and leaving it at that and stopping the cycle of bullying other people. And I think it goes hand in hand with knowing that things do get better, because there's a point where you can say it gets better, but then there's the question of how does it get better? And I think having the high road in place and sharing that campaign and that strategy with other people over time will hopefully make a difference and show people that there really is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Lizzie Velasquez on the phone right now. Again, her film, A Brave Heart, shows tonight at Newport Beach Film Festival at 7 p.m. at Regency South Coast. We've tweeted out and we'll Facebook out the ticket link, which you can get at newportbeachfilmfest.com. So Lizzie, all of these things that you've now come to believe and come now to inspire others with, how do you communicate those? You're a speaker and you've gone to Congress. You know, what do you hope to do to kind of change this in the world?
One of the things that I had to fully accept and be aware of is that, unfortunately, bullying and cyberbullying is something that's never going to end. But I hope with the things that we are doing, especially with the motivational speaking and going to Capitol Hill, I hope that over time it will be a remedy in a way. It will be changes that we'll start seeing eventually over time on how to lessen the rate of bullying that happens every single day. It's going to be a long journey and one that I am very ready and willing to continue to fight until I can't. And so just continuing to spread that message as much as we can is one of my biggest goals.
And what exactly are you lobbying for at Capitol Hill?
During the filming process, we realized that there shockingly isn't a bill in place to protect kids in schools from being bullied. And we found the Safe Schools Improvement Act that Representative Linda Sanchez had started and unfortunately hasn't been able to get passed in over 8 years. Hmm. And when we heard this, we were pretty saddened and ready to see what we can do to help get involved. And we packed up and went to Capitol Hill and helped meet with different congressmen and women and try to get this bill passed, because with the bill, it would help protect students in every school from being bullied and helping them be more accountable when there are instances of bullying in classroom, to where teachers would be able to know how to handle a situation instead of just pointing the finger and making them feel bad. They'd be able to know what to do in the moment to help remedy the situation.
And I imagine we'll find out in the film how successful that lobbying is, right?
Yes. Well, lots of good things that you will find out in the film. Lots of very eye-opening things that you will find out.
Will you be there tonight?
Yes, I will absolutely be there. I am ready to share this movie with everyone, and it's a sneak peek before the movie hits theaters later this year. So I hope as many people can be there will be there tonight.
And you don't mind shaking hands and kissing babies and stuff like that?
Not at all. I am ready and willing to take selfies and all of the above.
Okay. Lizzie, we can't wait to see this film tonight. Again, A Brave Heart, the Lizzie Velasquez story. We will tweet out the link and Facebook out the link for you to get tickets online. And I think what you've done is so inspiring. And I know you hear this all the time, but you're really an inspiration. And I hope you are to millions of youth who suffer from what you did. And you help make the world a better place. So well done.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.